If you could all rise and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And we'll go ahead and, if we could, just stay standing as a moment of silent reflection for the family of Kyle Richmond. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Item two, executive session. Can I have a motion to enter into an executive session for the purpose to discuss negotiations?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
The next part of this is student recognition. Mr. Dunn?
Yes, Mr. Sackett.
Well, our two students of the month. Not often that we have a preschooler nominated, but we have a very special preschool here. Evelyn Moore, and she'll be Mrs. Nichols is here to present for the preschool today. This is a chance for me to plug in for our preschool. We have an awesome preschool. How's it grow in school? Mrs. Nichols is a fantastic teacher. We'll get to hear about that in a second. Also, we have Jacob Johnson, fourth grader here at Grow Elementary Elements, to share information about how he's doing awesome this year as well. Let's start with Addie.
Like Mr. Sackett said, we have a, for guests in the room, we have a preschool down at Grill where 50% of our students receive specially designed instruction and 50% of our students are typically developing peers. And this is Addie's second year as a peer in our program, and I have had the absolute privilege of being her teacher for the last 2 years. The first thing that you notice when you talk to Addie is her charming, charming smile. And absolutely adorable dimples, and she always has that smile on her face all the time. She is a hard worker. In the last 2 years, not one time have I ever caught her not doing something or doing something she's not supposed to, which for a preschooler is a pretty big feat. But really what made me nominate Addie for Student of the Month is at the beginning of this year, she really took special interest in one of our students who was struggling socially, and she was helping him make better decisions and really being a positive influence for him. And she went home and she told her mom, she was just so excited. She said, I think that he and I are becoming best friends. And her mom shared that with me, and it just made my heart smile because we could all learn a lesson from Addie. She really saw that he was struggling and she wanted to do something about it, and she knew that she could help. And so anytime she got the opportunity, she would have him come sit next to her and help him make really good choices. So that's why I nominated Addie, and I'm absolutely sure that this will not be the last time before she graduates high school that she is Student of the Month. So, good job, Addie.
Having taught third grade and fourth grade last year, I had the pleasure of having Jacob in my class last year, and it was funny, at the end of the year, Jacob's mom brought me a gift bag for the end of the year, and inside that gift bag was a 6-pack of Wild Cherry Pepsi and a lot of boxes of Milk Duds. And she said, Mr. Oatman, sugar and caffeine, you earned it. And she said, you might have them again next year, so you might want to hold on to some of this. Well, I do have them again this year, and I will tell you that I did not hang on to any of the wild cherry Pepsi or the milk duds. They were all gone over the summer. But it turns out I didn't need them, because Jacob came in with a very renewed sense of wanting to do really well at the very beginning and to maintain that over time. And he came in, and my fellow teacher, Mrs. Floor, calls him the comeback kid, because while he struggled last year, he came in this year ready to put in the hard work, and he's done that so far this year, and I know that he's going to keep it going and make sure that we get through fourth grade just as well as we started out. So that's why we nominated Jacob for Student of the Month.
Mrs. Manette.
I have a large crew with me tonight.
Look at the gloves.
I know, I love it.
Our two students of the month, we have Lauren Harstein and Ian Starling. I'm going to talk about you first, and then your teachers are going to talk about you. But both of these children come from incredibly supportive homes, loving parents who are very involved in our schools, and I so appreciate that. As you can see, Lauren is just gorgeous, and she dressed up for the evening, and I'm so, it just is her inside and out. This is Lauren every day. She is as beautiful on the outside tonight as she is on the inside, and she treats everyone she comes into that way. She is just one of the most loving children I've ever met. And Ian is the same way, this little guy. Oh my goodness, now I get requests for teachers, which we don't take, by the way. But I actually get requests from parents that Ian be with their child, because if their child's dealing with anxiety or doesn't have a lot of friends, Ian has shown to be that kid that will step up and be the friend to a child who may be lonely or going through a hard time. So I think that just speaks volumes for this gentleman. He is always kind and always encouraging. So it's an honor to have both of them here tonight. And obviously, I had a lot of teachers who wanted to talk. Mrs. Stone and Mrs. Canis are going to talk about Lauren. And then we have Ms. Williams, who's one of our student teachers, and Mrs. Myers are going to talk about Ian. So we'll go ladies first. Okay.
All right. Well, when we were asked in September to choose someone, it was a very easy choice for us, because we were constantly answering this question with the same answer. People would say, who's that girl in your class that has such amazing manners? I would say Lauren. Who is that girl in your class that when someone drops something, she runs to help them? We would say Lauren. It was all the time. Who is that girl that when you talk to her, she looks straight in your eyes and it feels like she's taking in every word that you're saying? That's Lauren. So when Mrs. Manet asked us, it had to be Lauren, because she is such a wonderful person. She was actually asked, out of all of our fourth graders, we were asked to choose two students to help with friendship skills at lunchtime. It had to be Lauren, because not only does she make sure that everyone has a friend to be with, she wants to be their friend. She asks them questions. She engages in their life. And she wants to be a part of their life. When I teach, or Mrs. Canis teaches, I feel like she's so into the conversation or into the lesson that it's not unusual for her to come up later during the day and say, you know, when you were saying that, it reminded me of this, and maybe this could help others. That is our Lauren. I don't want to miss anything here. My daughter happens to be in her class. She's a fourth grader as well. And my daughter said, well, Lauren's that girl that no matter what the situation is or no matter what is happening, she finds something great to say about it. She sees the good in everything. And Eliza said that. And I said, well, that's our Lauren. So that is why we chose Lauren to be our Student of the Month, and I have to say that you are following in your mother's footsteps. Mm-hmm. Everything I see you do, everything that I see your heart feel, I see in your mother. We're very blessed to have them in our room. And then we have Ian. This kid, he is just amazing. He comes in, he likes to be the first kid in the classroom. Every day, don't you? Yeah. His mom's an aide at our building, and he comes in and he has, I asked him to do this dance for us because he does it every morning for me. And he's like, you can't do it.
No. Come on. Come on.
He does this like, I'm so happy to be at school kind of dance, and it just like makes our hearts just smile and makes us laugh every morning. He has a huge heart for other kids. He just sees those kids that are struggling academically, emotionally, with friendships, and he reaches out to them, and he has kind of like an old man soul, like he sees things how adults would see them and knows how to fix that problem. We had a little girl that was absent the one day, and she's been struggling with math, and we had done this math game on a smart board, and we're like, oh, we got an extra 10 minutes, let's do that math game again. And we stopped, I guess you were the last kid that had gone, so we started with him, he picked a friend. And later he came up to us and he said, do you know why I picked her? And we're like, no, why? And he said, because she wasn't here yesterday, she didn't have a turn. So just seeing those moments where he's just great. He's very analytical. We tease him and say he's gonna be an engineer someday. He's very bright, he always wants to know what's next, or am I doing it right? Am I doing this the right way? He makes amazing connections in his learning, thinking outside of the box, and just to see his mind at work is really those teacher moments that just make teaching worth it, those aha moments when the light bulbs are clicking and coming on. And I'm a mom to three girls, and I told his parents if I ever had a son that I would want my son to be like him. I just think he's an amazing kid. So do you have anything to add?
Yes, I do. Being a student teacher is scary at first, but when she relinquished social studies over to me, this kid always says he has something to add. And I'm like, oh, he shocks me. And I'm like, do you want to share that with your peers? And he stands straight up and he's like, well, needs and wants. We want to get what we want, but needs are more important, and he has no issue sharing things with his friends. And I said, he's so mature. So he's amazing. I use him as a resource. Ian, do you have anything you want to add today? So he makes my student teaching easier. So, thank you, Ian.
Mrs. Oliveri.
I also have two students with me. We had our September Student of the Month, Ryan, and we have our October Student of the Month, Katie. I've asked both of their teachers to come and say a little bit about them. Before we get started, I obviously missed the memo. I didn't hear the oral color tonight, so you forgot to tell me that. And with Ryan over here, every day he makes me smile, he makes me laugh, because for those of you who might know, I taught Spanish up at the high school here for a number of years, and I do a portion of our daily announcements in Espanol. And every day he will come by and he will greet me in Spanish, he will say hello, he will ask how to say something. So. Hablamos en español con esa persona conmigo todos los días. So every day we have a little bit of Spanish that we share. So I do have to laugh, and he's always asking, when are you going to come back, and when are you going to teach us something else? So our fourth grade September student of the month is Ryan Teague, and not all of our fourth grade staff could be here today, but Miss Woolley is going to go ahead and speak on their behalf.
So Ryan comes to school every day with a positive attitude. He comes right into the classroom, puts his stuff away, and gets right to work every day. He knows what needs to be done and gets it done without socializing at inappropriate times. Ryan's a leader in the classroom without even having to speak sometimes. He sets a good example for his peers, inside and outside of the classroom. Ryan really stood out when he likes to challenge himself with reading. While a lot of kids choose the smallest book they can find on the shelf, Ryan started reading the Harry Potter series at the beginning of the year, and is already on book number three?
Four.
Right.
The fourth grade team is really proud of Ryan's progress so far and hope to keep up the good work throughout the year. Okay, and so we have that for you.
And now we have Katie, who's a bit more of the quiet type, I think.
And I apologize, 24 years of teaching, if there are 200 kids in here, I could whip this out in any kind of voice, Southern, English, but I'm sorry, I do not have the power to speak in front of adults.
So I agree.
When asked for student of the month, this young lady, Katie Rodriguez, popped in my mind. She is my sunshine. When I look at her, she was always smiling and makes all of us smile. She is a great friend to her classmates and is always willing to lend a hand and help anyone out. She is always aware of what is going on around her and is quick to notice when a friend needs help. She is the first to clean up spills, lend a pencil, share her markers, or help someone with their schoolwork. She tries her best in school, she always has her homework done, and loves reading pleasure books when her work is completed. This past month, one of her classmates broke his arm. She would always help him first before helping herself. If a paper needed to be cut, glued, or cut out, she made sure his work was done first. Then she would do her own. She never had to be asked to help him and never needed to tell anyone what she did for him. She did it out of the kindness of her heart, and because that is just Katie, she always puts others first. I'm very pleased and proud to have such a wonderful student in my class. Congratulations.
Mrs. Gerber.
Representing the middle school for September and October is Zoe Easterling. Zoe contributes a lot around the school. She has since she's been in fifth grade. I think one thing I heard tonight with all of the students of the month is more about their hearts and who they are as people. And Zoe has one of the best hearts of any student I've come across in middle school. We've also brought Mr. Godler, who's going to share some information about Zoe.
I was told since we nominated her for 2 months, I get double the time slot. So Zoe's a great kid. I have Zoe in the morning at 7:30 right off the bat at 1-2. And I don't know if you guys know this or not about eighth graders, but sometimes after a four-day weekend at 7:30 in the morning, eighth graders don't exactly come in lively, excited necessarily to be there. But Zoe comes in with that same happy-go-lucky attitude every single day. And she's always excited to be there. And that's a big pump up, not only for us teachers, but also for the kids. It rubs off on them a lot, which is great. One of my favorite parts about talking about a student of the month is the fact that I go around to the teachers and I kind of say, hey, you know, tell me something about Zoe that I could share, or tell me something awesome about Zoe that I can tell everybody else about. And the teachers always kind of share great stories, and they always get a little excited. But with Zoe, I saw the smiles on their faces, and they all had pretty good stories. Like, you know, when she was National Junior Honor Society, when she was voted in as president, she actually stayed until every single other student left the induction ceremony. Now, I think that was a little prompting from maybe the parents too, but she didn't gripe, she didn't complain, she stayed there for the whole time to show some leadership. When she goes down to breakfast, other teachers were saying, hey, Zoe says hi to me every single day. Good morning. I don't have her. I don't know who she is. But she says good morning every day. I always thought the breakfast line was just enormous. But now I know she's saying hi, good morning, lifting the spirits of the school, saying hi to kids, showing that great, great, great smile. Zoe, the one thing I heard constantly, time and time again from teachers when I said, tell me something about Zoe, tell me something about Zoe. I need great coverage. She's a great kid, and I really want to pump her up that way. As everybody said, does she still smile as much as she did when she was in fifth, sixth, seventh grade? And I go, every single second of every single day. I don't know for sure. I'd have to ask her parents, but I'm pretty sure She probably has the same exact look in the middle of the night. This is always the look that I get from her. And it helps me at 7:30 in the morning when I'm telling corny jokes to be able to see that, at least something that somebody's reacting. I know Zoe is a great moral leader in our school. She's an academic success. She's a devoted leader to her classmates. And I know with her mindset, she's going to continue to do great things in her future, and Norton City Schools is excited to see that. So congratulations, Zoe.
Mr. Shane.
Good evening, everyone. I have with me here tonight our September Student of the Month, Casey Cascato, and our October Student of the Month, Caitlin Becker. And I'm going to start with Casey here for just a second. I'm going to just kind of say some accolades, of course. Casey, first of all, he's captain of the boys' soccer team. You guys have a big game this week, your state tournament game. He's also a member of the five-time reigning PTC champion tennis team. Is that correct? Five-time? You got the number right? Okay, so five-time PTC champion. Member of National Honor Society, student council, peer mentor, list goes on and on and on. Casey's just such an outstanding young man, and it was Zoe, the smile thing must wear off because he's not showing it right now, but he's got a great smile. Show him. All right. He's so like deadpan, but it actually kind of leads into what I want to say, because one of the neat things about Casey, when you see him around the building, he's a great leader. He's one that is able to get others to follow his lead, which is not always easy when you're 17, 18 years old. And Casey does it very well, but I don't even know why I have this memory of you this year, and it's kind of silly, but I'm gonna share it anyway. And if you know Casey, this is kind of Casey a lot of the time. He does a ton, doesn't show a lot of emotion, although he's an extremely bright and nice young man. And so we have homecoming this year. And if you know anything about being a principal of a high school, Homecoming dance is probably my least favorite thing of the year. You know, we have 600 kids up there in the gym, and it's just a management, you know, you're just waiting for something to go wrong, whatever else. And this year, I don't know why I think of this when I think of Casey. I looked out the one time, and Casey was just having the time of his life, and you were dancing with your friends. It's kind of a different side. I get to see these kids sometimes, and I don't know. It, like, made my night better. I know it sounds silly, but it's the truth, and I just kind of wanted to share that with everyone. And I don't know, probably the rest of the year I'll think of that. I'll think of that night and how I'm like, oh man, I just can't, you know, this homecoming and all these kids, and I'm gonna, you know, pull my hair out or something. and then there's Casey, kind of just brought a smile on my face. And so thank you for that. Thank you for that and for that night. And then with Caitlin, if you ever want to meet about the most well-rounded young person in your life, listen to this. First of all, she's on the PTC champion tennis team as well, the newly crowned PTC champion tennis team. She's also a member of our state-placed bowling team, that placed in state last year. She's a member of not only National Honor Society, but also National Art Honor Society. And Mrs. Thornberry is actually the one that nominated her because she's such a fantastic artist. Let's see, drama club, math club, music club, drama club, what did I forget?
Student council.
Don't bury the lead, Ryan. Anyway, so student council as well. So she is just such a well-rounded young lady. She won so easily in the month of October, which just kind of shows what the staff thinks of her as well. And I just learned this while I was standing here talking to her, which kind of warms my heart a little bit. As well-rounded as she is, obviously she has a heart to give back and kind of share with everyone what you just told me you wanted to do when you...
When I graduate high school, I'm going to go to Kent State and become a teacher.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
All right, at this point, we're going to take a quick recess, congratulate the Students of the Month and those wishing to leave and go home and watch the Indians. I'm acceptable of that, so thank you. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, thank you. Getting back to the agenda. Item four, public participation. We do, Mr. Gregory, are you present? Would you mind if Mr. Sackett went first just to talk about a grill? Would that be okay with you?
That'd be super.
If you could just talk a little bit about this weekend and.
Sure. We had the opportunity to house an open house at Grill Elementary School this past Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And during that time, really was a great event where we opened the doors for from any past alumni, friends. We walked through, saw a lot of people gathering together in groups. Several past teachers had come in to visit. We had Mr. Wolchek with a big hit, stayed for 4 hours and greeted several people. Mr. Maroon, past principal as well. When they came in, we had opportunity to take information about the history of the school, visit all parts of the building. We had several people come from the early 50s and before, where I don't want to see that new part of the building, that wasn't here when I was here. So surprising, they're still from the original building, still four or five people that came from that were only going to school at that time. We did have one visitor that attended in 1929. School opened in 1928, so she was one of the first classes there. She was 93 years old. So again, she really shared memories of what it was like to be in the schoolhouse with just a few students at a time. I think they said there were two classes and four students at one point. As you're coming in to tour the building, we do have three videos, one of past staff sharing memories, one of current staff, and one of community members. That turned out very nice. For anybody who cannot make our second showing of that, all the videos will be online starting Wednesday. So they're all about 15 minutes. A really good opportunity just to hear stories and memories of Grill. Tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we're housing our second open house. I'd like to thank Mrs. Reed and the staff for all the work that they've done on collecting information about the past and interviewing several past members. So a really great event. Please come if you're interested.
Thank you. And for public participation, we only have one who signed up, Mr. Dan Gregory, and you have 5 minutes.
All right, I brought
the
stopwatch on overtime last year, all right?
Well,
we
have
go? One.
One,
two?
Yeah, I got one just in case.
Okay.
I'm a preacher, man. I'm used to going overtime. There's a leadership principle that says what you celebrate gets repeated. And so I think when it comes to our schools, Norton schools, there's a lot to celebrate. And I got to see some of that today. I think there's a lot to celebrate when it comes to our teachers and our administrators. And today I couldn't have been more proud of what I got a chance to see. We have teachers and administrators that decide to run into, not away from, a problem, a monster that has devastated a lot of people's lives, and that's the problem of addiction and heroin. And so today, for half a day, all the teachers and administrators were together in a heroin awareness kind of training. And what they did was decide to take their time to understand this addiction and kind of break some of the stigma and stereotypes that comes with the addiction, in hopes that if we understand it, we might be able to better apply wisdom to it. It's fascinating. We had a judge that was there, we had two police officers, our own Norton chief of police was there, shared with us that this problem is right here in our backyard. And so it's absolutely fascinating to listen to an expert in this, Dr. Labor, talk and kind of share some of that. We had parents of a young man who actually died from heroin addiction come to share with the teachers. We had some former students on video of Norton High School. It was fascinating to hear their stories. And then to hear a man who has recovered from heroin addiction. So as the teachers were there, I was really proud of the fact that we belong to this school system. I have two kids that have gone through, and one that's still in, graduating this year. And I just want to publicly say thank you, particularly to Joyce Gerber and to Sharon Herchek. They did an incredible job leading through this. I want to say a public thank you to Mr. Dunn. And I just love your proactive leadership and stuff like this, and so appreciate your willingness to kind of lead us into, not away from, things that are devastating a lot of teenagers' lives and families, and I so appreciate that. We're going to have a community awareness forum November 15th, 6 to 8 o'clock. It'll be at Grace Church. It is something hopefully the community will all get behind and we can all become part of the solution together. And then last but not least, I had the opportunity to kind of see, not long after the tragedy happened here at the high school, I had a chance to see our administrators, our superintendent, some of the leaders in our schools respond. And I got to tell you guys, I was blown away. I was blown away, one, by their love for the students, and I was blown away by their ability to do the right things in a moment where they were feeling the pain themselves. And I kind of got to watch as they were leading students through this, in particular, Mr. Dunn, and I so appreciated his leadership through that, Ryan Shaner, Rob Howerton, Joyce Gerber, Mr. Dobbin. These guys did an incredible job in a situation none of us would ever wish to have to lead through. And so as a parent, I would say, as a parent of three Norton High School students, two that have graduated and one that's still in, I just want to say I'm proud to belong to Norton High School, and so thank you for the leadership the administration has provided. And last but not least, because I got time left over, how's that? What you celebrate gets repeated, and I was so proud of Norton High School football team Friday night. Big win, right?
Thank you for that. Under public participation, we do have the opportunity for individuals to speak up to 3 minutes. So, okay. Let me just go over the rules real quick. To address the board, you have to address this as a whole. You cannot address any individual board member. The time does allow for 25 more minutes, 30 minutes in total. So as you get up to speak, we'll time that. And just remember that we're all members of the community and trying to move forward. So if you do wish to speak, you can come up and address as a whole. Just state your name and where you're from. And we'll go ahead and start timing you, so go ahead.
Hi, my name is Natalie Easterling. I live in Norton, and I have children attending the Norton schools. Tonight, I would like to address my concerns with the board passing a motion to add the shell to the Field House project. I'm concerned that spending an extra $600,000 on the shell is not fiscally responsible, and the taxpayers have not been provided with a business plan. It is my understanding that the addition to the shell would leave the permanent improvement account with only $400,000. And as I understand it, the shell would be the exterior walls and roof. There would not be a concrete floor, utilities, interior walls, and until it was determined what this shell would be used for. When that time comes, it will require an additional $500,000 to finish that shell and the space used for skilled trade program. The district would also need to then pay for any cost of any equipment needed for said program. The leadership of this board is suggesting the sale and also part of, if not all, of the Cleveland-Massillon Road properties, which include Cornerstone, the old stadium, bus garage, softball field, the administration building, as well as a large amount of the paved area. I personally do not feel that this is a wise decision, with the thought that the district needs, with what the district may need in 10, 20, or 30 years. Once any of these properties are sold, we will not be able to get them back, especially if buildings have been built on them. The possibility of a new building for an elementary school or a new middle school on that campus with a new high school will be nearly impossible without buying properties that will include existing homes or structures. That cost would be much more to the district than it would for selling the property. I believe it's only $900,000. Any concern with the sale of the property is the loss of athletic and band use for that field space. The district is already losing two T-ball fields with the sale of Grill property, and the softball field will be lost at the current middle school because of the playgrounds. Currently, the old stadium is being utilized by the band along with several other athletic groups. It would only make sense to keep this field space to further the improvement of our band and other athletic programs. Along with poor financial planning, the sale of the property will also bring...
I'm sorry, your time is up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else address, want to wish to address the board? Mrs. Mays? Can you reset that to zero?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep track of all of it.
I wrote the time down.
Okay.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Angie Mays. I'm a Norton resident, and I have children that attend the schools. I'm the vice president of the Norton Cornerstone Parent Teacher Group. I'm a board trustee for Parents Panther Athletic Boosters Club. I'm also a member of the New Norton High School Athletic Aesthetics Committee, the New Norton High School Safety and Security Committee, the Norton City Schools Levy Committee, and I regularly attend all school board meetings. My husband is also a volunteer as a youth football coach and youth wrestling coach. I've spoken with many residents about our schools and our district. I've stood in the cold and handed out flyers, gone door to door. I've posted other yard signs, driven house to house, and stuffed in newspaper boxes. I've talked to people at athletic events and elementary school functions, as well as staying up late and driving to polling locations to get final numbers on election night. I stand behind our teachers, our staff, and our administrators, always. I, along with many other residents, am very concerned that this board is making decisions that are not in the best interest of our schools and our students. 10 months ago, Mr. Dunn addressed the board concerning rumors he was hearing that pertained to the board members seeking to force him out. Each board member claimed that there was no such talk that they were ever involved in, and that was absolutely not their intention. Mr. Dunn also stated that he would be more than willing to stay on with the district past his contract expiration. Now Mr. Dunn is suddenly or abruptly seeking to resign. Mr. Dunn has been with the district during some very difficult times and has helped the district to build a new high school. It appears the superintendent is now being forced out in a time when he has already failed a levy and are asking taxpayers to pass another operating levy. Does not seem to be a very financially sound decision. Being that the district pays some of the lowest salaries in the area, it concerns me that we're going to be hiring someone that we'll be paying a higher salary to, or someone that doesn't have the experience that Mr. Dunn has, especially during this building transition. Mr. Dunn, on behalf of myself and many members in the audience, I request that you reconsider your request to resign, and I ask this board to find a way to make it work, to have Mr. Dunn stay on until the building project is complete. All buildings are complete. I think that that is what would be truly in the best interest of our kids. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to address the board? Go ahead.
My name is Jamie Eisman. I'm also a Norton resident, and I have two students attending Norton. I just kind of want to continue on with what Natalie was saying so she could kind of finish what she was thinking here. We believe with the poor financial plan, the sale of the property that on Cleveland-Maslin Road will also bring the public closer to our kindergarten building and middle school and limit access only to two entrance and exits, one which is into a residential neighborhood behind the school. With the changing of the high school to a middle school, the number of students who walk to and from school will increase as well. We believe that the field house is a good idea for the community, and we also want to thank CT Taylor for staying within our budget to be able to provide these funds back to the district and not consuming them in the project. At this time, we do not feel that it's financially sound to add a shell to the field house plan. And we also do not agree with the sale of the school property. Any sale of property will have a long-term negative impact on our district for generations to come. If the option of selling school property becomes a serious consideration or need for the district, we ask that the board would poll the public for their vote.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to address the board? All right, thank you. That closes public participation. Item 5, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, Can I have a motion? I'm sorry.
I have a question. I know that at our last committee of the whole meeting, we did indicate that we were going to discuss and vote on the field house. And that was pulled from the agenda, so I'm just asking for an explanation as to why it was pulled.
The reason it was pulled is actually between Lewis and yourself, you had...
I did ask for additional information, yeah. But that was prior.
So I was going... I actually commend the two of you and all of the board for taking this, as we all do, very serious and spending this much money. So with Jake and Matt Collier, you know, looking into this so much. So I did pull it. And what came out of that was, Matt, this isn't going to put you behind. This is going to put you right on target by clearing the property, my understanding.
Well, we need to get that first step started.
Yeah, so that's why. Yeah, so on the agenda, because we still need to have further discussion based upon the two emails that I saw, I think it's just makes, you know, good, sound financial decision to just go ahead. We're going to move forward. We're going to clear the property. And we have some residents here today that obviously have some interest in this. I received an email. I still continue to receive some more comments. So I appreciate the board's input. And before we spend the people's money, we're gonna continue to look at this. So I appreciate those comments.
Well, and I think it's important to explain to the public what those concerns are, mm-hmm. the additional information that was requested. Personally, I requested additional information. In the last couple months, we have heard talk about things that are wrong with our bus garage and what improvements are needed to our bus garage. And it's my concern that if we do have to make significant improvements to our bus garage, that we know what those numbers are before we go forward on a field house. I know Mr. Yule raised some concerns with the price, and I know Ms. Webel raised some concerns with the cost of the locker room. So we are looking at those things, and I do think it's important to have that information before we vote. And I think that's something that needs to be explained to the public.
Yeah, I was gonna build onto that. I was gonna wait until we voted on it, but I completely agree, and hopefully I can keep this as simple as possible. But we are elected officials that the public elected us to do a job. And one of those jobs, I think, is being fiscally responsible. And I commend I had a personal conversation with Mrs. Webel. I email exchange with Mrs. Bennett, personal conversation with Mr. Knight and Mr. Sams regarding this. And I think that we would be doing injustice to our community, to our students, to our staff, if we didn't look into this further. So I agree, we need to be transparent. And I wanna explain how this process worked, okay? First off, because there's a lot of concern out in the community, and I appreciate the community support and wanting to get involved. I had a discussion with Mrs. Webel, and we discussed about the locker rooms and so forth with a $1.5 million price tag. At that point, I said, I want to reach out and find out if Jake could reach out to Matt Collier to see what our time frame, and correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, our time frame is where we can make a decision, potentially get more information to make a sound decision. And I don't want to elaborate in it too much, but one of the things that sounds like we're not going to get back, which is unfortunate, is the surveys of our students. We're surveying our students, which many of you have heard, of what their interests are. And right now, the way that we discussed it, and it was purely a discussion last board meeting, is we were going to use the weight room as a potential option for career tech. The sad thing that would happen is if we have students that reply to a survey that say, I want this program, and they're a majority, and our weight room does not work, we have then failed if we don't look at this, okay? So it's a discussion of a shell, okay? That's my next point. If the weight room doesn't work, then we're gonna be serving a minority or a lesser value of our students by trying to squeeze something into a weight room that's 1,900 square feet. I commend all of us, and I'm up here only stating this because I support this board as one and the willingness and the effort that people are putting in to make the right decision. So, needless to say, Mr. Carmody then replied with an email on 10/13 at 11:17 a.m. explaining the board's options of what we can do. Sure, if we delay it a little bit, it may not pose a problem, but we really need to come to a resolution on clearing the land. So we don't delay that any further. Less than 24 hours, okay, prior to that, at a board meeting, we all said yes, we would try to make a decision today, okay? Less than 24 hours after Mr. Carmody sent the email, our community got involved, talking about delaying the fieldhouse vote. At 9:31 a.m. it was posted, and I took that offense as a representation of this board and my counterparts, because we're trying to do what's fiscally responsible for you and our students. And it was false perception. We didn't decide what we were voting on, what we were doing, and I'm being accurate when I state this. So I want to say that we have to know, you guys as a community have to know, that we're doing our due diligence, and I'm up here to tell you that each and every one of these people are looking into it, and a delay in vote is not a agenda. It's trying to figure out and make sure that we have the information to make the right decision. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. And I appreciate this board, and I'll thank everyone, because I will not spend, and I said it last week, I'm the last one who wants to spend any money, but before I spend, whether it's 1.2, 1.6, 1.5, or 2.2, we're going to get it right. And I will do what's best for the taxpayers and the students of this district. So thank you. Moving on, it's not public discussion. This is a forum and a meeting. Thank you. Is there any further discussion about the additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Under item 6, board business, these are items A, 1 through 8. These are first reading only. Item B, can I have a motion to approve C.T. Taylor to commence clearing the ground necessary for future construction of a field house?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? I'd like to say something. You know, with all this being said and done, this is the first step to our future. This is something that I think all our student athletes and everybody who's involved with extracurricular activities, I'd like to thank C.T. Taylor for helping us, answering the phone calls, and moving forward. So thank you. This is a big project to the community. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Congratulations, Jake. Moving forward. Approval of minutes, item 7. Can I have a motion to approve the items A and B, the regular meeting minutes, August 15, 2016, attachment I. Item B, committee of the whole meeting minutes, September 12, 2016, attachment J.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Item 8, treasurer's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the treasurer's recommendations, items A through E?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under superintendent's recommendations, personnel, can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, and terminations, items A, 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Under superintendent's recommendations, item B, can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, and terminations, item B, number 1?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'd just like to say, Dave's probably the longest term superintendent we've had in the past 40 years. And I appreciate what he's done for our district. And I just want to say this is his, he put in his resignation, and I respect that. So thank you for all you've done.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Dunn, for all your service and for your calming presence and leadership over these past several years. So it's very appreciated.
Thank you for your service, Dan.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
No.
I do want to make just a couple very quick comments, because I had been asked, as was mentioned, about staying past my contract, and certainly it became clear that that was not going to be an option. And I respect the decision of the board. I've worked with boards over 10 years now in Norton, and I would like to take this opportunity. They're certainly not all here, but I want to thank the board members that I've worked with over a period of time, because it's certainly been a pleasure of mine to serve as superintendent at Norton. A special thanks to the community, the students, the staff, especially the administrative staff. Norton is an outstanding district. I just encourage the board to move forward with identifying the next superintendent, and I will do whatever I can to support the board in that search. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Motion carries 4-1. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve personnel and contracts items C through F?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Continuing under superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve supplementals and stipends, items G through L?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, M through S?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 10, superintendent's report.
I just wanted to go back and thank Pastor Dan Gregory and Grace Church for hosting us over the years, and especially today, and working in partnership, and certainly both Sharon Hercheck and Joyce Gerber for their work in the whole central office staff and administrative staff for their work in addressing the issues that face our students. One of the things that we've talked about over the last few years is that there's certainly been a growing areas of significance for students. I can remember probably a long time ago when I started in education, we were really just focused on, you took care of making sure that you taught the curriculum areas, and parents and churches took care of the rest. And the reality is that's not the world that we live in anymore. And so I want to commend our teaching staff for recognizing that, and working with our students and our families on issues that make a huge difference in their lives. And again, can't say enough about the partnership with Grace Church and the way they've supported us over the years. Thank you.
Do you want to go over your administrators?
Yep. Mr. Carmen.
Give a quick building update. Definitely getting closer to the transition of the whole district, and we've had a lot of good meetings recently with our staff of starting to plan that first initial phase of the move. The building itself is progressing very well. The academic wing that you kind of see the back part of the building, walked through it last Friday, and they're far enough along that I saw no workers in that part of the building, which is a good sign. The quality of work that has come through CT Taylor and their subs has been great. As of right now, we are on track to start the school year, or the after Christmas break, as anticipated. So it's just a really exciting time, and I think the staff's starting to every day get a little bit more excited. I'm ready for February for everything to be moved, but we're going to get there. I think we got a good maintenance staff. We have a good plan, and pray for no snow for about 2 weeks. So.
Starting tomorrow.
Sure. I would also like to thank Grace Church. They certainly were instrumental in making that a well-polished presentation today. Our speakers were such high quality. I really encourage everyone to attend the community event on November 15th. Starts at 6 o'clock. There, if you go to our website, you can see the website you can go to register so that we have an idea of how many are attending. So that was really just excellent today. I'd also like to thank Mr. Dunn for the 10 years. It's really been wonderful. I've worked with a lot of superintendents in my career as an educator, and I'd have to say he is the finest I've worked with.
Today I had the opportunity to work with the high school staff and introduce them to some of the new technology that they will have in the new building as part of the project. They'll have interactive whiteboards there, and so I had 3 different sessions. They rotated through. They were very excited. They haven't had that kind of technology in their building, a lot like what the elementary has had through parent group support and other things. So that was very exciting. And I would also like to thank Mr. Dunn. It's been a great 10 years, and really appreciate all your support.
Mr. Morris.
Just a shout out to the preschool. They were successful in obtaining 4 out of 5 stars in the Step Up the Quality program. It was great to see one of the students of the month was from our preschool this month. So congratulations to them. So if you see the preschool team, please give them a big high five. And I just want to thank Mr. Dunn for the friendship, being my mentor. I agree with Mrs. Herchek that in my 2 decades here, I worked for a lot of different superintendents, and by far you are the best one that we've had. Greatly appreciate that.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch?
I had the opportunity to go out to girls' school this weekend, and Brady, that was awesome. I hope you find the time capsule. I'm very curious to see if that shows up and what they actually put in it at that time. I've been here for 20 years. I've worked with Eric, we can date it, 6 superintendents. And Dave, I have to say, we don't always agree on everything. There are many times we don't agree, but we have a very united front, and I have appreciated everything that you've done for me, your friendship, and I'll stop there.
Thank you. Mrs. Bennett?
I would like to also commend Mr. Dunn, Mr. Shaner, Mr. Howerton, Mrs. Gerber, Mr. Dobbins, Grace Church for their pastoral services and leadership. For the accident that happened last month, I am just really amazed at our staff and our administration and everything that they did for these students. And I would also like to thank everyone who helped the Richmond and the Mock families, especially through this most difficult time. Okay, I'm going to get through the sad stuff first, and then Mr. Dunn, I've been on the board, this is my 5th year, I think. And it has been a pleasure working with you. Thank you for your service and what you have done for the district. And I wish it was ending on different terms and on a different note. Now, girls' school, I also was able to go out there on Saturday, and my girls didn't go to grill, but I was thoroughly moved and touched by the people that came through there, the things that they had to say, what you have done, the videos, I mean, you couldn't help but have tears in your eyes after watching those videos. And Mrs. Reed did a wonderful job, and Mrs. Bryant, as well as the PATHS parent group. Change is very difficult, and it's very bittersweet for the building to be ending the way that it is, but it was just a wonderful day, and thank you for everyone who had a role in that. And on a great note, the band. Wow, I had to write down everything. They received a Class A championship, a superior rating, which I was educated a little bit because I don't have children in the band, so I don't know everything that goes on with the band. But
fix that, by the way.
Well, you work on it because I've tried. apparently, their class that they were in is equivalent to winning like the championship in one of the sports categories for our team. So they received an outstanding in music Class A, outstanding auxiliary Class A, outstanding general effect Class A, outstanding percussion Class A, and outstanding visual Class A this past weekend in Columbus. So did I miss anything? I hope not.
Grand Champion Class A.
Okay, and Grand Champion Class A. I mean, that is just fantastic. So I can't say enough about our band program. So, thank you.
Mr. Knight?
No comment. I'm done.
Mr. Yule?
I want to reiterate the great job well done between high school, middle school, all grade levels. With the unfortunate accident of Mr. Richmond, and I'm sure I'm going to include Akron Baptist Temple, the youth minister there who has children that attend Norton, donated a bunch of books that I heard were used to hand out to our kids in need. And I'm sure we're going to be missing because it seemed like everybody from everywhere was willing to help, and you know, that's huge. It was an unfortunate circumstance, but the one thing that you'll see is I felt like Norton stood strong and from all levels. So I can only commend us for that. As I say every month, I'm probably repetitive, but when this time of month comes, as far as the students of the month, you hear words that are pretty common. Help, kind, caring, leaders. When our teachers are talking about our students of the month. And you only hope that those words and those traits continue with those kids up through adulthood, because that's what's going to make us better. And it's great to hear that, and I know we have many more kids with those traits. We can only do one a month at each grade level, but you hope that moves on with them forever and they become contributing good adults to our society and make us a better place. And I'm proud of that.
I'm done. Mrs. Webel?
First of all, I just say about Dave Dunn, I don't know if anybody understands that to have a superintendent for 10 years in this district is like phenomenal, because we go through years and years ago, superintendent, and some, you know, pretty rough times, but he has brought stability to our district and led us through a building program, which is pretty amazing in Norton, so thank you, really appreciate it. I can't wait to go to Grill tomorrow night, check out the videos and all the different things. I love the front part of the school. It just reminds me of the Little Rascals. You know, it's just, this looks like the school that they were all in. So it's about the same time period, so I guess that's it. Art in Motion, it was a couple weeks ago. It was just last weekend, or weekend before. Over about 1,400 kids participating in different bands, and it just looks fantastic in our new stadium. They sounded really great. I always head up a pie sale to benefit Children's Hospital, because that was Stacy Childers. That was her heart to give back. And since we lost a couple band members to cancer, and then we lost Stacy to cancer too, so it's pretty bittersweet to do it. But every year we raise $600 or $700 for Children's Hospital in their memory. And the ending thing is the levy. We desperately need this levy to pass. It's just been a couple weeks. We're trying to get signs out and flyers and ads in the paper. So we'd appreciate your support, because we do the state is always telling us to make more gold with less straw, and that's what they've done to us this time. They cut us $450,000 a year. That didn't happen, we wouldn't be discussing over this, so we appreciate your support on that.
And I'll just say a few things. I just want to thank everybody who helped to raise money for the Richmond family. And it was a difficult time. So thank you to this community, for everyone who reached out. This community, regardless of your political affiliation, always comes through. So this community always steps forward, and that's one thing that Norton should always be proud of, because when a tragedy happens, it's unfortunate, but we do always come together. So I want to thank all of you for that. One of the things I do want to talk about, Mr. Dunn, is the first person I told when I was running for office was Mr. Dunn, and then the second person I told was Mr. Shaner. So it's one of those things that I had those private conversations when I was interested in running, and so I can appreciate that. So thank you. And one of the things that Mr. Yule just touched on was the comments that you made. And it's easy to get onto social media and make comments and say things, but we all should be examples, and we should all remember that. So, in closing, thank you.
Can I add something? We talked about Kyle Richmond and the funds, and also the support for our bus driver.
Yes.
So, thank you. Thank you.
Can I say something real quick, too? I'm sorry. I think it's appropriate when we talk about the Richmond family. When we talk about the outpouring support, I was touched beyond mention the local schools and what they did as well. Chippewa, Coventry, Barberton, Sacred Heart over in Norton.
Wadsworth.
Wadsworth. They were just calling me because kids at those schools said, we just want to do something. Yep. We just want to help. They ain't know Kyle, but their kids, just like ours, are a great kid, they just want to help.
Yeah.
And they raised a lot of funds for the family as well. So I just wanted to, I think it's appropriate to mention.
Yeah, absolutely.
The district schools it was tremendous. The outpouring support was tremendous.
And we the board did receive a letter from Barberton, our neighboring community. So very good show of support to everyone. So thank you for that. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Thank you for coming. Meeting adjourned.